Hello everyone, this is Lilian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is Brings God Pleasure, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 69 verses 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull which has horns or hooves. We have been speaking about the benefits of Thanksgiving. I was closing up that part of the series when I stumbled upon today's scripture in my notes, and I thought that we should discuss it. We have spoken about it before, but maybe some repetition for emphasis. In this scripture, the psalmist was giving us an insight into his itinerary. I will praise the Lord, and then I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Now let's pause there. Thanksgiving magnifies God. While that sounds like something that benefits only God, let's actually think about it. When something or someone is magnified, the person or thing is made larger and larger and larger. When we magnify God, we make him bigger than every other thing around us. We make him the object of our focus. He becomes so big that we are unable to see the other small, insignificant inconveniences around us. An addicted thanker will never be a complainer. He or she will not be able to see the things to complain about because all they will see will be God magnified. A person who habitually gives thanks will always see more reason to thank, because when God is magnified, all you see is his goodness around you. Anyway, let me go back to another benefit of thanksgiving from today's scripture. It says our thanksgiving shall please the Lord. Isn't that such a huge benefit? When we give thanks, we please God. Do you remember that Jesus called the leper's thanksgiving faith? And that the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can you see that this scripture is confirming that? Thanksgiving, when done right, pleases the Lord better than our offerings. Now, this doesn't mean that God hates offerings, of course. Of course not. God is more interested in the heart of the one who is bringing those offerings. When we thank, we are giving him pleasure. And the Bible is filled with scriptures on the benefits of pleasing the Lord. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 7 is an example of a scripture that speaks about the benefits of pleasing the Lord. Thanksgiving magnifies God and consequently shrinks your problems to their right sizes. When we are in situations, many times our challenges over-exaggerate themselves and seem bigger than normal. But in thanksgiving, they shrink to their real sizes, because really, what is a problem before the God of the whole earth? Thanksgiving also brings God pleasure. These are reasons for you to cultivate thanksgiving as a habit. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word today. We thank you for everything you continue to do for us as individuals. We deeply appreciate you, Lord. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.